1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 4. Today on the Covenant Eyes podcast, Luke will be interviewing relationship expert Michael Smalley. Through their books and seminars, Michael and his wife Amy have been teaching godly principles about relationships to singles, engaged, and married people for years. Today, Michael will specifically address single men who are struggling with pornography temptations. He will talk candidly about the need for single men to be involved in authentic communities, close friendships, and real accountability relationships if they are going to win the battle against sexual temptation.
There are single men out there right now, many singles. People are getting married now at later and later ages in their life. And so people are staying single much longer. And for the guy who has the normal, healthy sex drive, who notices women all around him, they say they have these great sexual appetites. They're Christians. They want to maintain a sense of self-control, but it is very difficult to do that. And pornography is just one way that they sort of medicate that appetite. Do you run into single men or men who are dating or men who are engaged who have that kind of attitude about pornography? Or
yeah, I do, and that's again, I think, the danger of society not really calling pornography for what it is and calling it out, calling it out on the carpet, is that yeah, these young men, and this is what's really tough, dude. Do you realize not even what, like 60 years ago in our country, people were still getting married at about 14, 15. I mean, when puberty hit, we got married. And that's really kind of how God originally designed it. And then we had this sort of industrial age revolution that created this thing that we now call adolescence, which is miserable. And I think a lot of times it's miserable because, you know, at puberty, we were really meant to be adults. We were meant to get married, and we were supposed to be working. And I mean, I get it's a bigger world and more technology, and so I'm not saying go back to that system. It's different. We can't all just be farmers, or hunters, and so I understand that. But the problem still, though, is the average male is getting close to 29 when he gets married, and so if you don't want to have a real serious pornography problem by the age of 29, then you had better surround yourself with other men who want the same thing, want to be free or not involved in pornography. Because if you don't have that kind of friendship and those kinds of accountability measures, man, I really shudder to think of what the 29-year-olds are going to be dealing with, man. Because if you're a single man living alone in an apartment somewhere, without that accountability and support, I couldn't imagine getting heavily involved in pornography. Right. Again, it's just so simple. It's not complicated.
And then a lot of guys, they I've heard them say that their hope is eventually to get married, and their expectation is that when they get married, that their pornography problem will just kind of dissipate and go away.
Right. It's just very naive.
Yeah.
that doesn't happen, and most. It usually escalates because, you've been watching pornography and so you have all these expectations of some pretty freaky stuff. And, you know, the average just normal girl that you would marry is probably not going to be open to a lot of that stuff. And frankly, because it's degrading. So they get married and they're like, wait a minute, I thought we were going to do all these things I've been watching all these years. And they realize, well, that's not going to happen. So, well, I better just keep watching it so I can get my fix.
I think you made a mention in your book, More Than a Match. You were talking about defining your perfect 10. when it comes to looking for a match. I can't imagine how difficult that is for a man who has all these expectations about what their wife is going to look like and act like and be like and sound like and everything else when they've fed themselves on a diet of pornography.
They have no idea.
Yeah.
Honestly, the image they have built up is a fake one.
Mm.
Because those girls doing the porn, they're not like that. They're putting on a show. They're becoming someone different. That's not who they really are. And so you don't even get a realistic image. The perfect 10 is saying, what are the 10 things that I really, really want to have that are non-negotiable? So personality issues, you know, do I want her to be serious? Would I like her to be fun? What kind of personality am I looking for? And then, you know, you go into the top five really big things that you need to have as a part of that list are, you know, personality stuff, financial goals. You know, what kind of, you know, especially if you're in your late 20s, I mean, you're both working. So is she a spender, a saver? And then you look at religious. So where are we religiously? Are we compatible that way? Is, you know, what am I looking for? Do I want someone who's in a certain denomination? You might have been raised a Catholic, and I highly suggest that you not go marry a Southern Baptist. There's going to be a lot of conflict there. You know, and so your top 10 list is really those things that you start saying. And notice, you know, none of those things are physical attributes. Not that they can't be physical attributes. Like, I'll be fully disclosed that on my list, because I actually had a top 10 list, I said she cannot be taller than me. And that's nothing against taller girls, and it's probably more about me being short. But for me, that was really important. That was something that I knew was important for me. And you know, sometimes people are afraid to put physical attributes on there because they'll feel shallow. But that's not shallow. It's just preference. Mm-hmm. And you just got to be aware of that stuff because, you know, once you get married, it's for life. Mm-hmm. Like, so for example, I think one of my other ones was I don't want her to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
I just flat out didn't date girls who smoked, mm-hmm. period. If I found that out, because I knew, yeah, the last thing I want is to fight with my wife about smoking outside and the smell of the car and the, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that, you know, guys need to start looking at. And, you know, character qualities. Is she a servant? Does she care for people? How does she treat her mother and her father? You know, those are the things you really want to look at. And again, pornography will sort of dumb you and blind you to the things that are really important.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't. It's such a one-dimensional experience.
Yeah.
You're looking at you can't interact with the person. They are an actor or an actress. They're behind the pixels on the screen. In essence, they're not really there. And so we're really just, it's more of a fantasy experience. And when you've bound your sexuality and all of your sexual experiences and your sexual expectations around this one-dimensional reality, it's very difficult to see women in that three-dimensional reality that they really live in, that they are people with personalities, with expectations, with goals, with dreams, women who want to be loved and treasured, women who have you know, who have difficulties, women who want support. Unfortunately, pornography is just such an easy, quick fix to one sexual appetite that ends up just sort of deadening you to what sexuality could really be.
You've been listening to our interview with Michael Smalley. For more information about Michael and Amy's ministry, go to gosmalley.com. That's GOSMALLEY.com. There you will find out about their books, resources, and seminars about dating, engagement, and marriage. This has been the Covenant Eyes Podcast with your host, Luke Gilkerson. Read more articles or listen to more podcasts at the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free. Go to covenanteyes.com/blog.